Track 10 and more news stories. Plans for thousands of new EV chargers. A scheme to deliver close to 2,000 electric vehicle charging points in Devon has been given the green light by Devon County Council. Approval of the scheme follows the government awarding the council more than £7 million funding to deliver thousands of new publicly accessible EV charging points up to 2030. The award from the Department for Transport's Local Electric Vehicle Infrastructure, known as LEVI, fund was one of the largest of its kind in the country. The funding announcement follows DCC's adoption of the Devon Electric Vehicle Charging Strategy last year, which highlights that a key barrier to the uptake of EVs in Devon is the availability of suitable charging infrastructure. The LEVI project is set to begin in 2025 and will significantly expand on an already growing network of on- and off-street EV charging points in Devon. An increasing number of car parks in Devon now have EV charging points in place, but for those in rural areas or without a front drive, access to charging points remains a barrier. The size of the award from government recognised the unique challenges of delivering EV infrastructure in rural Devon. The scheme will help ensure that EV infrastructure is accessible in smaller communities and outside people's homes.
Railway stations busier than before pandemic. Railway station footfall in Teignbridge has surpassed the levels seen before the coronavirus pandemic, new figures show. It comes as new data from the regulator, the Office of Rail and Road, shows the total number of passenger entries and exits taken across Britain in the year to March reached 2.9 billion, just shy of the 3 billion pre-pandemic peak in 2019-20. It's the closest the number of journeys on the nation's rail system has come to recovering to pre-pandemic levels. There were 2.8 million recorded entries and exits across the five stations in Teignbridge in the year to March, up 3% on 2020. Nationally, London-Liverpool Street retained its title of Britain's busiest station as passenger numbers using it soared. Sylvia Barrett from the Campaign for Better Transport said it's extremely encouraging to see that station usage is almost back to its pre-pandemic level and that more people are choosing to travel sustainably by train. Attracting passengers back onto the railways should be a vital part of the government's plans to tackle the climate crisis, and we hope to see further expansion of the rail network as we have this past year with the opening of seven new stations.
OLSP donate toys after appeal. Children from Our Lady in St Patrick's Primary School in Teignmouth have donated over 20 bags of toys to a charity shop following an appeal at the school. Pupils from Year 5 delivered the donations to Age UK on Friday, November the 15th, and shop staff were keen to show the children how the shop operates and how their donations make it onto the shelves. The children learned how to quality check the goods, price them up and place them on the shelves, and a school spokesman said they even served a customer. Children at the school were encouraged to have a pre-Christmas clear-out after a member of staff spotted a social media post about how charity shops received lots of toy donations after Christmas, but not many before.
Wholesaler powers to victory at awards. A Newton Abbott electrical goods wholesaler has won an award at a recent industry award ceremony. Devondale Electrical, located on the Olympus Business Park, has been awarded Wholesaler of the Year at the 2024 Electrical Industry Awards. The awards highlight the outstanding contributions that companies, projects and individuals from across the UK have made to advancing the electrical industry. Devondale was recognised for its performance and commitment to excellence across various areas, including improved market performance, staff development and well-being and unique selling points. The company has an established daily link van which runs between branches so that stock can be drawn from different locations to meet customers' requirements. Additionally, it has grown its range of energy-efficient and sustainable products to help customers make environmentally conscious choices. Devondale was also praised for its employee wellness program, which provides access to confidential counselling services and assistance with financial issues.
Farmers Market is on the move this month. Tynmouth Farmers Market is crossing the street for their November market this Saturday, November the 30th. To support Tynmouth Christmas Lights Switch-On event, your favourite farmers will be ready to sell as usual and take orders for Christmas just behind the bus shelter in the pedestrian area near WH Smith. Among others, Springfield Nursery have ideas for Christmas baskets and bowls and a selection of Christmas plants. And there are Black Rabbit Cider and Huxbeer Wine and Artisan Beers amongst the stall holders in the triangles.
Charity Ball benefits hospice. More than £2,300 was raised for Children's Hospice Southwest at this year's Newton Abbott Charity Town Ball, held earlier this month at the Passage House Inn. Children's Hospice Southwest was our chosen charity for this year, and it's thanks to the generosity of our sponsors, those donating to the auction and raffle, and our fantastic guests that we were able to raise such a fantastic amount, said Sue Davey, chair of the organising committee. Founder and president of the town board, Keith Stokes Smith, welcomed Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley, as well as Newton Abbott Mayor Councillor Alex Hall and Mayoress Jane Murden to the event. We have supported Children's Hospice Southwest in the past and we're very pleased to be able to do so again, said Keith.
Inspiring teen students win national award. Two students from Teen School are among the UK's most inspirational young community champions. Madeleine Kahn and Tegan White were presented with the Inspirational Female Leader Award at the UK Youth Sport Trust Young Changemakers Award in London on Wednesday. The awards celebrate young people who have changed their lives and the lives of others through sport over the past year. Former England Roses netball team player Amma Agbezi presented Madeleine and Tegan with the Inspirational Awards, which recognises young females who are leading the charge to close the gender enjoyment and participation gap in sport. Madeleine and Tegan were lauded for their exceptional commitment to promoting girls' participation in sport through the Youth Sports Trust's Girls Active programme. The 17-year-olds have organised a primary school flight and gymnastics festival, run a self-made dance club, and led campaigns to improve canteen food and boost active lifestyles at teen school. Their efforts have inspired students across the school, including students with additional needs, and shown that sport and leadership are accessible to everyone, regardless of background and ability.